This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
God damn it.
Question out there. I just want the frickin' Walgreens to pick up my Pristiq, and I'll talk about it in a second when the show begins. But why do the prices of meds have to keep going up? But the prices and the wages of the hardworking average Joe is not. And then GoodRx isn't covering some meds as they used to? Man, I know this was long-winded, but fuck that. Not even funk that. Fuck that.
You ready for the show? Today's going to be spicy.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, Joe Show. In your heart, you know he's right. Let's get this frickin' party started.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E.
Freaking God, guess what it is? It is Thursday, it is Friday, we're out here hanging out, and also, we got this.
Welcome back this morning.
What are you smiling at?
Just happy I have a job.
I love work.
I love my job.
I love working here.
I love my job.
I love working.
I love your work.
I have a job to do.
I have a job to do.
What job is that?
Put on a show.
Put on a great show.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Wait for it.
Still waiting for you to say
showtime.
So I have not made an official announcement because I've just been scatterbrained lately because this just in. I'm bipolar and ADHD. But I do want to announce that I have been officially hired by our radio Hall of Famer, Tom Bernard, who was the host of the KQ Morning Show in Minneapolis, which was number one for 42 years until Cumulus said that he retired, which he did not. Tom Bernard, I know the running joke in radio is that there's a lot of shows that influence me, but Tom Bernard is up there at the top. He is one of the goats of radio. He's a good friend of mine. And I was listening to his podcast, and he was talking about how everybody in Minneapolis thinks he retired and how it's really hurting him. So I messaged him and said, would you want me to be your social media manager? And he hired me. So I need everybody that's listening to Hoppy Hour right now to do me a favor. When you're done listening, T-O-M-B-A-R-N-A-R-D, Tom Bernard, subscribe to the Tom Bernard Show and tell him I sent you. Here is good old Tommy. Hey, this is Tom. Let me turn it up. I should probably turn it up if I'm going to play Tom Bernard. You know, I shouldn't have it being so quiet.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
That's me. All right. I think without freaking further ado, time to catch up on the inbox. There's been love and hate, which describes my life.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with the positive, because this show's almost never positive. My other mentor, Mike McVay, the greatest radio executive slash consultant slash mentor slash godfather, the greatest to ever do it. is being honored with a national radio award at the National Association of Broadcasters. Man, 2025 is the year of Mike McVay. First, he goes into the Radio Hall of Fame, and now he's getting an NAB award. Let me tell you, let me turn off the music. If everybody in radio was like Tom Bernard and was like Mike McVay, the business would be better off. They are genuine. They are real. They are generous. And they want to help out the next generation. And we got so many comments here from Mike McVay fans. Scott Wynn said, very happy for you. Much deserved. Always like to see those honored who have given so much. Here is one from, it's a lot of it's the same. It's a lot of hand clapping, which is cool. A lot of congratulations, Mike. Dimitri Vassilaris says Mike dot is dot the dot best dot, which I dot agree dot. You can see this post at Ryan Hoppy Radio on social media. A lot of the comments are the same, but that is because Mike has left a legacy. Usually I get a decent amount of interaction on my post, but whenever I post anything about Mike McVay, I get like 108 likes, and you're really well respected, Mike. Someday when I grow up, finally. Someday I want to be as cool as Mike McVay. It'll take me a little while, but someday I aspire to have that. So what else we got here in Hoppy's inbox? Dave Pratt, Phoenix radio legend and radio hall of famer. For National Radio Day, I posted a picture of me sitting in on a radio show on Opie Radio. And Dave Pratt said, I enjoyed being your guest on Hoppy Hour. So that made my day. I got a few DMs here. How dare you go after who are these podcasts? They are funnier and more talented than you'll ever be. Honestly, if you think those twats are better than me, that's fine. That means you don't have a sense of humor. That means you're a recovering bully. That means that's all you have. You know what I mean? I generally mean.
According to a new survey, more than half of all senior citizens are now on Facebook.
That is.
Yeah. And sadly, none of them know it.
Honest.
They think they're adjusting the thermostat. That's it.
It's still cold!
Honest.
Well, a new report says that a growing number of senior citizens are supplementing their Social Security by growing marijuana. Huh?
Mm.
Now, you thought grandma's brownies were amazing before.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a rise in STD rates among senior citizens.
The villages.
Senior citizens coming down with more STDs. Yeah. Yeah, this is because the only thing senior citizens will wrap in plastic is their furniture.
Hey there, senior citizens. Silver-haired beacons of knowledge. A kaleidoscope of life experiences. Been there, done that. Appreciate and accept yourself. Proud of your accomplishments. More free time, more me time. Slower pace, no rat race. New knee, new hip, some soup to sip. Sore joints, hard to flex, goodbye libido. What happened to sex? Wrinkles.
I promise that I will quit playing that. I thought that was going to be funnier than it was. Did you hear about the radioactive shrimp at Red Lobster?
New from Red Lobster.
Oh, that sucks. I can't play it because of copyright. I had the song. Radioactive. A Dunkin' Donuts customer forced to put out fire that staff ignored.
Do you have a fire extinguisher?
Howdy.
Do you know where it is? There's got to be a fire extinguisher. Do you guys have a manager you can call? Yeah, there you go. Fire extinguisher right there. Here, you want me to help you? So you're going to pull?
Howdy.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're going to have to call the fire department. I just saved the Dunkin' and lost a nail, but I'm good. Everybody's safe.
She sounds very annoying. People are eating cat food and love it. One time I had one of my cat's little, not gummies, but those little things are like little squares, those little cat, you know, munchies. It didn't taste the worst.
This is the Katkin Cluck Burger. Dare to try?
Bam. I've never eaten cat food before.
I think he likes it.
It's delicious. It's tasty.
It's good. I wouldn't expect this to be cat food.
It's a little mushy, but flavor-wise, actually not too bad.
Excellent.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not the worst. I mean, it's food, but I mean, homeless people eat it. There is a video that's going viral. It's a couple of photographers and a model that are about to do a shoot in a Florida apartment. But there's a woman who thinks they're pimps. And a whore!
Excuse me, they were outside of my home. I don't know where they're from.
Going back to the room now.
They're going to the room and they're staying in the room and they're not going to whore and pimp her. They're not going to pimp the whore. Cheap whore. They rent their room, not expensive my common elements. Pimp. Whore.
You can't be cordial though?
No.
Why not?
Because you're trespassing.
Just because we are.
Where are you from? Exactly.
St. Louis, Missouri.
You're not from Florida, are you?
Nope.
Exactly. Maybe in Missouri.
Missouri is pretty trashy. Miss Justin. Let's see here. How long have we been recording? We're about to do the 11 minute and 11 second make a wish. 856. 49 happy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. 11 minutes and 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 8 seconds, 9 seconds, 10 seconds. Make a wish, bitch!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Here is Tequila, T-Pain, and Jay Shine would send me an email, which is how you know a song's old. They're talking about emails. Now it would be DM. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Whatever.
Sex. Let me get up and see what the deal. What the hell is crying faces all over my screen in a picture of her eye. Try to tell myself this ain't nothing to LOL about. Gotta be serious, cause usually she call, but this time my baby done.
Send me an email with all the details. She said she want me back and she don't care what she gotta do for me. She couldn't say it in person. She put it all in words and I don't know what to say.
Okay, y'all already know what it is. It's your homeboy T-Pain. Hey, Jay Shee, let me hold the keyboard, man. This girl here tripping. She already know what it is. I'm about to tell her what's up. Lady, smiley faces. I've been patiently waiting for a date, and every time you try to make up, it seemed like it required me to wake up. What it did? Why you acting like an one sleep? Why you acting like I wasn't sweet? Why you acting like I ain't sweep you off your feet? Why you acting like an ain't wanna take you out to eat? Hey, why you acting like I broke up with you? When every morning I'm wishing I woke up with you. Don't be emailing TP, knowing damn where the TP need a breezy to die for heat. We need to renegotiate. Forget your sleazy little friends, they supposed to hate. See, I got love and you don't. Why not? So I'ma end this email with a dot, 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 dot.
Send me an email with all the details. She said she want me back and she don't care what she gotta do for me. She couldn't say it in person. She put it all in words and I don't know what to say.
Keep sweating me. I don't know why she
keep stressing me. She had plenty of time to get it. Now that I'm on getting paid, I'm not with it. She's been hitting me for days, leaving comments on my face. Tell me, what was I to do? If I did what you did, I'd be fighting for you too. Then a crying face said, can you please forgive me? And let's put all this behind. I try to tell myself, this ain't nothing to LOL about. It's getting serious, cause usually she calls, but this time my baby done.
Send me an email.
And she don't care
what she gotta do for me. She couldn't say it in person. She put it all in person.
And I don't know what to say. All you gotta do is send me email.
That's right.
Isn't that a banger? Oh my God. We have so much to get freaking caught up on in Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot to get caught up on, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's Hoppy Hour. We about to go live.
Sure.
Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive.
I got
from the
it.
To the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On Hoppy Hour, where the real begins.
Damn.
Turn it up loud. Let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing the fix. Bringing the fix. Bringing the fix. We bringing the fix. Bringing the fix.
Topic. Neighbors in St. Petersburg are pushing leaders to keep street art despite a warning from the state. Tampa Bay 20.
I swear, if you are freaking triggered by street art, you're a mutant.
Pinellas County reporter Casey Albritton spent the day in St. Pete listening to drivers and business owners.
That is.
We want people to feel welcome in this space. We want you to feel welcome walking down the street. We want you to know that you are
walking down the street singing
not alone.
For many, artwork like the Pride and Black Lives Matter street murals in downtown St. Pete,
if you're against it, you're racist and homophobic,
is more than just paint on the pavement.
I think it just reinforces that the Grand Central District is a very welcoming district.
And that's why people who live in St. Pete formed a new group called the Save Our Street Murals Committee.
I want to join.
And created a petition to keep the murals on the ground.
If it is a mural, I want to keep those murals going.
This effort comes after the Florida Department of Transportation started directing cities statewide to remove street murals that are considered political or ideological.
So if that's the case, anything needs to get removed. Can't keep any MAGA up there. Just saying, can't just go against what you claim is woke.
State leaders and politicians say the art could be distracting to drivers and want consistent road markings. Brian Longstreth owned a business near the Pride mural on Central up until a few months ago. I met up with him today and learned he's seen drivers cross over the mural for years.
You see people slow down and you see people, you know, from the sidewalks, taking pictures, and, you know, selfies. I've never seen an accident.
To really get a sense of whether the mural is distracting for drivers.
Well, that's conservatives that make things up. I get happy when I go over the mural. It makes me want to go to a gay club.
Drivers, I hit the road and spoke to several making their way through downtown St. Pete.
Did you think it was distracting?
No, at all. No. We want it.
I didn't see it when I was driving. I look for cars and pedestrians. I don't look down the pavement.
Like, I always, like, focus on, like, everything, like, people behind me, people in front of me, like, people on the side. So I tend to just, like, look at something real quick and then...
All right, whatever. Yeah, I'm glad they're doing that type of journalism. We need to catch the mutants that are against it, that are called homophobes.
Oh, happy hot topic!
1,200 citations in 1 week. That is a big number, a big concern for law enforcement.
200 speeders in Sarasota school zones in 1 week caught on camera.
And for parents in this area, Fruitville Road, clearly a very busy road in this area. Not surprising, though, that that means that one of the top speeders during this period was clocked right here outside Cardinal Mooney High School.
cars captured speeding past Sarasota schools.
It doesn't surprise me that they got that many people going that fast.
Jeff Young is among the many who aren't shocked by the high number of citations issued by these cameras in school speed zones.
I've called several times about cars speeding, you know, as the kids are going to school.
Kids.
Almost got hit a couple of times.
New pictures released by the Sarasota Police.
Yeah, people lose their freaking minds around schools. They're mutants.
Department show some of the 1,200 drivers cited for speeding in school zones during just the first week of classes. This blue van was clocked going 76 in a 45 mile per hour zone while
loser.
Warning lights were off. This red car caught doing 51 in a 20 mile per hour zone.
Shutter license plate, shame them.
Any number that's speeding through a school zone while the flashing lights are going is concerning. Whether it's one or whether it's 100, because it's not a matter of when or if it can happen that someone can be struck.
Eight on your side talked with SPD officers.
Eight on your side.
When the cameras were activated earlier this year, they said during a 30-day time period, more than 4,400 drivers were cited for speeding at just two schools.
That number drops, and ultimately, we're doing the right thing. And people are now cognizant of, I've got to pay attention. I got to put my phone down. I've got to look for the kids and the crossing guards.
Young says safety on the roads should always be a top priority, especially around schools.
All right, there's the important things. I'm not always just a shock jock.
A former Polk County deputy who vanished just as he was about to face trial for a fatal DUI crash is back behind bars now. Authorities arrested him in South
America. You know, he got scalded by his boyfriend, Grady John.
South America and brought him back to the Bay Area where they say he will face justice. Let's bring in Fox 13's Aaron Mesmer live at the Hillsborough County Courthouse tonight.
What up, Aaron?
Hi there, Aaron. I know you spoke with the father of one of the victims. What did he have to say about this?
Mark, he says the last day or so have been a roller coaster of emotions, but mostly he's relieved the man accused of killing his son is back in jail.
Yeah, you know, he was hiding. Florida cops being dirty? No, that never happens.
My first case is page 91, Joshua Roloff's.
Joshua Roloff's court hearing lasted less than 1 minute. That's a far cry from the 3 months of agony George Negrete says Roloff's caused his family while Roloff's was on the run from
burn hell, you little balding bitch.
Law enforcement.
It was heart-wrenching. It was just, it was unimaginable. It was a nightmare.
On Wednesday, investigators released dashboard camera video from inside Roloff's car.
Sometimes I wonder, like, with the dashboard footage and all these cameras the cops have on them, what's edited? Go on, iMovie, real quick. Get rid of that one part, like the Epstein video.
As police say, he drove drunk, going about 100 miles an hour down the Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Loser!
In 2022. Roloff's slammed into the back of a car.
God, could you imagine getting hit by a car going 102?
Killing Christopher Caroli and George.
Oh, yeah, you died.
George's son, Ricky Gongora.
He was jovial, you know. He always found a silver lining in any cloud.
George waited 3 years for Roloff's to go to trial, which was set to happen in April. But Roloff's was a no-show.
Yeah, you know, if it was someone that did it to him, you know.
Authorities now say he took off and left the country. George says the wait for answers was gut-wrenching.
Crying during the day, praying at night.
Praying.
That justice would be served, that he would be found.
That happened this month. Police say Roloff's, a former Polk County deputy, ended up in Columbia, where federal agents tracked him down and brought him back to Tampa this week.
All right, so there's that. I'm glad that little scumbag got caught. Speaking of this mutant.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says a man, listen to this, was trying to deliver drugs with a drone.
I did.
Well,
he looks like a Mike Calta listener. Stupid.
Problem is, didn't make it to the right place. Ended up at the backyard of a home in Lutz. Fox 13's Kylie Jones joins us live outside the Hillsborough County Court.
God, I love Tampa Bay. This is how we make national news. I mean, this is local news reporting it, but it was on the front page of TMZ.
House with details. Kylie, this new technology is changing things for a lot of people. I guess even these kind of people.
It is.
Yeah, you know, you see something new every day, Mark, and that overhead drug delivery, it didn't clear one of the homes in its path, and those homeowners certainly didn't authorize that delivery. Ultimately, it was the suspect's creativity that led to him getting busted.
As most people slept around 1 a.m. Tuesday on Hannah Michaela Lane in Lutz, a late-night delivery was on its way. All of a sudden, one homeowner heard a clatter against the back of their house.
He walks outside.
What up, Chad Connoisseur? I have a man crush on you, bud.
To discover a drone had crashed in his backyard. He picks up the drone when he sees that the drone has a brown cloth bag attached to it.
This family wasn't expecting a package. The homeowners tell us they opened up the bag, and this is what they found.
Three bags with fentanyl powder.
I've gone to suburban houses with middle-aged women, and I brought a package. Different one, though.
And one bag of methamphetamine.
They immediately called the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Before deputies could get there, Sheriff Chad Cronister says the homeowners saw a man outside.
In his backyard, with a flashlight, looking for the drone.
Then the homeowners tell us they heard three separate knocks at the door. Their security footage captured that delivery driver, or drone operator, looking for the missing package. Deputies found Jason Brooks waiting outside the house.
Loser!
Where's this drone at the moment?
It showed me it was in the backyard, but I tried to...
He looks like a drug dealer and is a scumbag. I love listening to Sparkle in the morning while doing some coke.
Not.
You know.
All right, there's that.
We can't just be going in people's backyards.
I know. That's why I knocked.
Another deputy went inside the home to unbox the package.
Oh, names. Oh, okay.
The sheriff...
A lot of drugs.
Sheriff says each...
Sometimes when I'm driving down the road... I'm in Tampa specifically, even though St. Pete has its flaws. Apartments that no one can afford unless you move here. When I'm driving around Tampa, sometimes I look around and I see people on the road and I go, mutant, you're a criminal, you're a scumbag. I mean, sometimes you have to profile.
Each bag was labeled with his customers' names. On the fourth bag.
Share this. Okay.
All right. So there's, what about this? All right. I hear. Happy hour with Ryan Happy.
And the city of Tampa hosted a meeting today to allow business owners to speak about the current noise ordinance. The city council is expected.
I don't know. Get over it. You want Tampa to be a big city, but then you want it to be quiet like 2007 again?
To get a report in a few weeks to help them decide if more rules are needed in order to turn down the volume. News Channel 8's Ty Russell is live tonight in
What up, dude?
4 City. Ty?
And Stacey, a noise consultant has already tested the sound levels outside of these bars and restaurants here in Ybor City.
That was a party.
And as we pan over, that consultant has also tested how far that sound travels to these neighborhoods right next to those bars and restaurants.
Yeah, it's got to be weird living in Ybor. Let's be real here.
And as we come back to me, I also spoke to a longtime business owner and resident here.
I got it.
In Ybor, and she says change is needed.
We can turn our music so just the people that are in front of our business hears our music.
Jill Wax is not only the longtime owner of La France Clothing Store.
We also live in Ybor City.
I do, right above the shop.
She supports an effort to reduce the noise, but she knows if council considers that route, there will likely be pushback.
Whatever.
They don't want to have people suffer from our decision.
All right, there's blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I can hear my audience getting bored. Finally.
Next here to our cover story and the growing frustrations in neighborhoods all across Florida against homeowners associations.
Now, I've never dealt with an HOA because I've never had a house. I've always done apartments. But to me, from what I've heard from my friends that are dentists and doctors that can afford houses in this economy, HOAs are a bunch of losers that were probably on the student council that never amounted to anything in life. So this is their power trip.
I think that they have way too much power. I mean, I never heard of anything like this in my life.
I just said that, honey.
Some more months went by. I didn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden I start getting all these letters in the mail that say, hey, let us help you with your foreclosure. And
got
I'm
it.
Like, with foreclosure. I call my bank. They're like, nope, we don't have anything. And I'm like, what is it? Can't possibly understand. Find out it's the HOA. They had put a lien on my house.
This is a story that iTeam investigative reporter Adam Walser has covered for months all across Tampa Bay. And all new tonight, our Forrest Saunders learning that Adam's reporting is actually behind a new push to ban HOAs across the state.
Good. Burn it out.
Florida homeowners say they've had enough. Rising fees, lawsuits, even arrests, all tied to HOAs.
I like this guy's voice. It got arrests.
Say they've had enough. Rising fees, lawsuits, even arrests, all tied to HOAs. Now, one Miami lawmaker says might be time to get rid of them.
And, you know, it might just be time we take a look if HOAs are really even necessary. You know, maybe we should just do away with homeowner associations as a whole.
Horace hasn't drafted it yet, but the idea for an HOA ban bill is something he's working on before the gavel drops in January.
Before a gavel drops.
He says for many neighborhoods, those associations just aren't worth the cost.
In Miami-Dade County, where it's...
Forget the cost. It's not worth the freaking headache of these mutants.
It's a bunch of houses. I mean, the HOA doesn't really maintain anything other than the grass in some areas.
Yes, they got to touch grass, too, to realize that their life is too short and they're being power-hungry douchebags.
And yet you're being charged $500, $600-plus a month. When in reality...
Can you imagine that you're getting... I mean, I know some of my listeners that are listening right now. Call me, 856-49-HOPPY. Some people tell me, you know, we're hanging on or whatever, that it's literally a scam. You're paying to be scolded.
I don't see a lot of that money going back to even your own communities.
All right. I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I was going to keep the segment... But first of all... I'm walking over my words. And second of all, I had my morning oatmeal, and it's starting to hit me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Here's a banger. Here's Latrell with I Want You.
Warning you, it's not easy to do.
Oh, yeah, it was Latrell and Pusha T with I Want You, Baby. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Bula. And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I sent you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by Daisy Beezy Honey. DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North in Edmonton, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kid classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, I eat mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back in half an hour, keep this party going and going. You know what I mean? A jelly, a bean. All right, let me do this around here. Question out there to the people that comment on my social media. You're a dog. You're a nerd. Tell me something I don't know. Man, funk that. And you're all mutants and losers and deadbeat dads and criminals. See? You like how that feels? Not at all.
This is your program director's favorite radio show. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. Let's be honest, they are not cool enough to understand it.
John Brennan.
But then again, they're as bland as a saltine cracker.
John Brennan.
Hey, hi, this is Tom Griswold from the Bob and Tom Show, and you're listening to The Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
If the movie Project X was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Door is closing.
Let's go. So much to talk about.
And now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
It's Hoppy.
Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Brand new album. Oh man, I gotta work on this. So when I do the funk dat, I turn down the music. And then I forget to turn it up on YouTube. Almost a perfect transition. But like I say, I'm never perfect a damn life.
This is my brand new album.
Ah! Taylor Swift might have been holding vinyl when she unveiled her 12th album. But she's also selling a sparkly orange cassette.
Yeah, cassettes are making a comeback. I used to tape radio shows and they're on my YouTube page. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, give me a quick little subscribe. And tapes are really cool, man.
Find that even this archaic format can have it.
All right, I can't play into this because there's too much music. But yeah, cassettes are making a comeback.
And Barack's like, well, she's difficult.
Malia and Sasha Obama couldn't be more different. At least that's what Mom Michelle Obama said.
This family's really dysfunctional, we're learning as times are going by.
As in an August 20th episode of her IMO podcast with brother Craig Robinson and...
Can I just seem like a freaking dish?
The guests, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Did you guys talk about how everyone in the room cheats on her significant other, specifically Dwayne Wade?
The former First Lady shares why Barack Obama once labeled youngest daughter Sasha as difficult.
That's going to make her feel good.
Explaining the former president was used to Malia's way of moving through the world.
Our oldest, Malia, she's going to figure out who you are. What do you like? And let's discuss.
It is.
Right? I used to say Barack was like, when Malia was a teenager, it wasn't like she was going out any less or doing anything differently. She would tell me, I'm going out this weekend, but give Dad like 15 minutes. And she'd go into the treaty room and tell me about Syria. Oh, wow, really? Oh, I must be, you know. And then she'd be like, okay, well, I'm gone. Barack would come out of the treaty room going,
God, you realize everybody has nine daughters.
Had an amazing conversation with Malia. Sasha is like a cat. She's like, don't touch me. Don't pet me. I'm not pleasing you.
It's getting weird.
You come to me.
It's getting weirder.
Oh, and Barack's like, well, she's difficult. I was like, no, the first one was a pleaser.
All right, this is a very weird podcast. They say a little too much. They're becoming like the Will and Jada Smith of the room.
Madonna detailing a birthday fit for the Queen of Pop with the singer.
I don't care how old she is. I would still plow her like Homer Simpson. Mr. Plow.
They're saying dreams do come true alongside a montage of her Italian B-Day bash on Instagram August 18th.
Gosh, she's freaking hot. Sit on my lap.
Turns out, Madge has gone all in on the Labubu craze. Confirmed by a massive cake, Chris...
God, I'm so glad I'm never having kids because I got a vasectomy. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy hearing all these parents talking about the Labubu craze. I'm okay with not dealing with that. Getting knockoff Labubus and the kids getting made fun of in school.
...and yet another moniker, Happy Birthday, Madudu. Check out Madudu seen celebrating with boyfriend Akeem Morris.
It's them dancing like it's like a princess or whatever. God. Madonna must just have a really hard time with her mortality. She's always got to act like she's younger than she is.
Who rounds out the European getaway's family affair. Daughter Mercy spotted at the piano.
All right, so it's their party. It's more of a visual. What's going on with this douche?
Chris Martin is setting the record straight on the Jumbotron. Over a month after former astronomer CEO Andy Byron...
I wonder how his life is going.
...was accused of having an affair when he and a woman dodged the cameras at Coldplay's concert, leading to him resigning from his post. The band's frontman explains at the August 19th concert why they're not getting rid of the bit, saying, this is not, never will be, and never was a kiss cam.
Here's the problem. It's not about the kiss cam thing. It's the fact that he called the guy out for cheating. He goes, I think they're cheating over there. Like, you probably cheat on your wife too. Shut up.
And it's branded as a kiss cam for the rest of your life. This is called a Jumbotron. We've done this for a long, long time.
We know. Thank you for the lesson. Shut up. God, you're as annoying as your music. Your only good song is Clocks, and that song is so depressing.
Sometimes they turn out to be an internationally massive scandal, sure. But most of the time, we're just trying to say hello to some people.
All right, then. You do, you. No wonder you're divorced. You're insufferable!
Glenn Powell reveals why he doesn't think he should play James Bond.
I love this. At least someone has some self-awareness that might not be the role for them.
Amid
Annie Banks, Sydney Sweeney, so he's a real champion.
Glenn Powell reveals why he doesn't think he should play James Bond. Amid buzz for the next person to be cast as Agent 007, after Daniel Craig officially turned in his badge, the Twisters actor is sharing why he doesn't believe he's the right fit for the job.
Whatever.
Glenn tells The Hollywood Reporter in an article published on August 20th, I'm a Texan. My family and I joke around. I can play Jimmy Bond, but I should not be playing James Bond. Get an authentic Brit for that job. That's who belongs in that tuxedo.
All right, so there's them. I don't know how long I feel like being here all day. Did a lot of work earlier, and I'm working like the next 4 days. That's how I can relate to my audience. I'm not original lead moron doing a show out of my garage.
The Biggest Loser was a cultural phenomenon. Millions watched as obese contestants competed to shed massive amounts of weight. They went on crash diets and punishing exercises with tough-as-nails trainer Jillian Michaels.
Yeah, she seemed insufferable.
As you faint, puke, or die, keep walking.
And humiliating binges as some hungry contestants caved in to temptations. Now a new Netflix documentary, Fit for TV, The Reality of the Biggest Loser, is shedding new light on the dark side of the show, which ran for 18 seasons before going off the air 5 years ago. Tracy Ukich tells Inside Edition she almost lost her life during a grueling mile-long run in 90-degree temperatures.
All right, I'm getting bored. Whatever. 856-4990.
McDonald's putting value front and center on their menus.
It wanted to be more than hot. It wanted to be juicy.
Oh, jeez. Maybe lower your fucking prices, because when you're the same price as a Publix meal, I'll just go there and lose weight.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the fast food giant will be lowering prices on some of its most popular items.
They're coming down 2%. Whoa, how impressive. And the CEO makes like $18 million. Screw you, you stupid bummer.
They're pitching the idea to franchisees. It's an effort to quell complaints from consumers, many fed up with the increasing prices of...
Here's the thing. I'm freaking sick of the fact that everyone goes, well, you got to go on the app. You got to go on the app. If I have to go on the app, I don't want the food. If it takes 5 freaking minutes, then you have to connect the credit card unless you're paying them. If you have to do all that work, I'll just go to Publix. The point of it was fast food. And a lot of times, it's like if you're working till like 10 o'clock at night and you're freaking hungry and nothing else is open. You know what didn't go up if you live in Florida? Wawa.
Fast food restaurants like McDonald's.
Barely went up.
Customers taking to social media to deliver their supersized frustrations.
We're seeing some of these fast food restaurant chains underperforming because they've raised their prices and consumers are...
Remember when you would go to like McDonald's at like noon and the line was freaking long? That doesn't exist anymore because your prices are stupid.
Starting to see that and it's affecting their wallets.
The Journal reporting McDonald's and its franchisees will keep popular combo meals, saving customers...
I'm literally protesting McDonald's. I am not paying your prices, bud.
About 15% per meal. They will also introduce extra value meals later this year.
You guys messed up. Oh, a $5 breakfast combo!
Which would include a $5 breakfast, an $8 Big Mac or McNugget combo.
$8 Big Mac. Kiss my ass. You get a stomachache afterwards anyway. Who gives a crap?
How Sydney Sweeney navigated her breakup with Jonathan DeVito while on set. As the Euphoria actress was in the middle of ending her relationship with Jonathan in March after 7 years together.
Oh, yeah. That was the engagement. If you don't have a date set and you claim you're engaged, that ain't gonna last.
Paul Feig, who directed Sydney in the upcoming film The Housemaid, was impressed that she never brought her personal life to the set. Paul tells The Wall Street Journal, she was completely present emotionally.
And professional, because she didn't care because she was over his old ass.
Just up for anything, and really didn't bring any issues to set. He adds, and I know she was going through some things when this was going on. I mean, now everybody knows about her engagement falling apart and breaking off and all that.
I loved when she was still walking around with Jonathan DeVito after the breakup, and he was seen on the bed, and she's like wearing her full clothes, and then when she was with like Glenn Powell, her tits are about to pop out.
Of course, Paul made sure to check in on his star as rumors began to swirl about her relationship with Jonathan. He tells the outlet, I'd say, hey, are you okay? And she'd go, I'm fine, I'm great, but not defensively.
All right, there's them. You go, girl. You're so strong. Load already. Damn it. Freaking load. These videos are driving me nuts.
Sydney Sweeney is calling out anyone who criticized her for selling soap infused with her bath water.
They're all fat women that are jealous of Sydney Sweeney. I've noticed people are trying to say Sydney Sweeney's not hot. You're ugly. And I'm not trying to judge people by looks, but it's just honestly the truth. A lot of overweight people that aren't happy with the way they look are the ones that critique others.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, which was published on August 20th, the Anyone But You star explained why she felt like there was hypocrisy in the backlash she received for the bar soap collab she launched with men's personal care brand Dr. Squatch back in May. The soap was marketed as being infused with Sydney's actual bath water. The 27-year-old called out those who took issue with her product, saying, quote, "It was mainly the girls making comments about it, which
because girls are bitches. Not all of them, just the ones that are, if that makes sense.
I thought was really interesting. They all loved the idea of Jacob Elordi's bathwater. In 2023 thriller Saltburn, there was a scene where Jacob Elordi's character pleasures himself while taking a bath, and Barry Keoghan's character slurps up the residual bathwater from the drain. As Sydney points out, fans connected with that scene so much that a, quote, bathwater candle started selling online. Access Hollywood last spoke with the star at the premiere of her film Echo Valley.
All right, there's that. Going on here. Load already.
Why do you wear jeans when you work out?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is defending his fashion choices in the gym. After the Secretary of Health and Human Services filmed a fitness challenge.
It's funny. I used to wear jeans at the gym. It's kind of nice. You know, it looks weird, but who cares? But I stopped doing it because people looked.
Alongside Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, many were left
scratching
their heads when it came to his gym fit. In the video, the two cabinet members attempt to complete 100 push-ups and 50 pull-ups in 10 minutes or less, in what they are dubbing the Pete and Bobby Challenge.
But we hope Americans will take this challenge and you'll pass it along so that we're ready to be fit the way we need to be healthy, and to have a healthy fighting force. Go get it.
Let's make America healthy.
However, instead of focusing on RFK Jr.'s message of making America healthy again, viewers were distracted by the 71-year-old wearing jeans while working out.
He does a lot of weird things because he's a stupid boomer.
Something the secretary later addressed during an interview on Fox News August 19th.
I have to ask you a question that everybody's wondering about. Why do you wear jeans when you work out?
That is.
Well, I just started doing that a long time ago because I would go hiking in the morning and then I'd go straight to the gym. And I found it was convenient. And now I'm used to it, so.
Whatever. I cheat on my wife all the time, but she stays with me because she's an irrelevant actress.
Convicted killer Brian Koberger is requesting a prison transfer, complaining of sexual harassment. On July 30th, Koberger, who's currently at the Idaho Maximum Security Institution in Boise, submitted a handwritten note asking prison officials to transfer him out of the J block at the facility. In a copy of the note obtained by E! News, Koberger complains of flooding, which means when inmates cause water to overflow in their cells to cause disruption. He writes, not engaging.
Oh, but you murdered people, so screw you!
In any of the recent flooding / striking, as well as being subject to minute by minute verbal threats.
Poor baby! Maybe you shouldn't have murdered a bunch of people, you scumbag leech.
/ harassment. And on that and other bases, Unit 2 of J Block is an environment that I wish to transfer from. Days later, on August 4th, Koberger complained of sexual harassment. An incident notification report obtained by E! News says the inmate submitted a concern.
I wonder what it's like being his family.
Concern form to a
knowing you gave birth to a loser!
Prison guard, stating that he's been subject to threats and harassment, recently escalating to overt sexually violent threats.
Oh yeah, big boy!
/ statements.
Alright, so there's that. 856-49, happy.
I'll pull a seat up and sit next to the bed.
That is crazy.
Nick Jonas explaining that crazy hill he's so willing to die on. The Joe Bro breaking down his take on the Are You Okay show posted August 18th, followed by social media debating over his and wife Priyanka Chopra's TV watching choreography.
What is your beige flag?
I think beds are for sleeping only. Like, I don't sit on the bed. I don't eat on the bed. I don't read a book in bed or watch TV. I can't do it.
You are robbing yourself of one of the greatest pleasures.
I don't care, whatever, honey. Blah, blah, blah. Cackling hens. Speaking of that.
You know, I love how I'm feeling now.
Serena Williams is opening up about her journey on GLP-1s.
How do all these women feel like they need to lose weight? I like it more thick. More love.
Speaking on today, August 21st, the tennis legend says,
I'm playing professional tennis. I'm literally training 5 hours a day. And I would always work my way to one point of the scale and it would never go below that. And so for me, eventually when GLP-1s came out, I was like, no way, no how. That's
all right. So she's losing her weight. I'm losing my attention span.
Sean William Scott is breaking down his bank statements. As part of his ongoing legal proceedings with his ex-wife, Olivia Korenberg, the American Pie star submitted an income and expense declaration August 18th detailing his monthly cash flow. According to court documents obtained by multiple outlets, Sean, who shares daughter Frankie Rose with the interior designer, declared that he earns an average of $110,000 per month.
Not bad.
In addition to roughly $45,000 per month in royalties and $31,000 per month in dividends or interest payments.
That's a lot of money.
Meanwhile, the actor, who has appeared in TV shows like Shifting Gears, The Righteous Gemstones, and Lethal Weapon in recent years, estimated his monthly expenses total nearly $60,000, including approximately $15,000 in property taxes, $5,000 in repairs, $2,500 in groceries, and $1,500 in clothing.
Whatever. I'm in a weird mood, man. I don't know what's going on. It's almost like I've been yelling into a mic for an hour, and I'm starting to lose my mind. Adult porn star Kylie Page, cause of death revealed. She had narcotics in her body and she overdosed. Yeah, interesting. It's really sad. Growing up, I really loved pornography. But then when you get to meet them and see how damaged they are, it's sad. Julia Fox, the girl that used to date Kanye West, she says she's vibe sexual. We're just making things up now.
I love when I see a lesbian with their boyfriend. It's like,
that's not her. It's a stitch.
Hey, that was me. I was not lesbian. So sorry, boys.
Trust me.
Won't happen again.
You're doing us all a favor. You think you're hurting us, but you're not. You're saving us!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Here's Allen Iverson with Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
The original AI.
Yo, yo, what's boogie time? So come on, let's swing it, all right?
I be the show, make the room shake it, shaking it down. I be the nigga with a high profile. Everybody, come on, we be the shakers with a crazy style. Showing everybody how to enjoy a crazy wild. One time rocking to the sound, jailing women everywhere. I be the big down, swinging a hot spot, super chicken.
Baby, baby, come on, you better rock it with me. I be the hot shot, play from nowhere to my league. I'm making everybody scream, making everybody dance. I'm the king of the swing.
And we be rocking it dead, cause we the place, stopping top 10, shocking the world. Cause we the flow, shook his beat, make us rockin' the city.
That's kind of jewels in my life. There's a party going on.
Super nigga on the set, hanging out, man, nigga, showing love, simple figures.
Yo, I'm Merc when I jet, we're Caribbean connected. Yo, baby, don't trip, hit a club of type shit.
We be smoking a cigar, so the Spanish top bells, rocking non-stop, party everywhere, another party over there.
Mad skills, we're the homies on the dance floor, mad roll. Man, it's it, cause we the banjo.
Shots rockin', so flip my squad, shocking superstars, on the way to the top. We representing no way, check it out, enjoy the quality down. We living life, that I'm rolling, y'all swing outside the rap.
Sugar dime, jungle fever, game tight. Boogie nights, moving in for the kill. We be the one in the mail.
We be the top, blaze rhyme, lays rave in the world.
That's with the sugar from the top, non-stop hip hop.
We be the hot tip, shaking everybody with a top shit. Bomb it, stable rocks, that's for the tell.
Picture me on the dance for boogie, everybody dance.
I be the dance, keep surprising everybody with a jam.
And every time I do my thing, you gotta swing it with me.
We taking over your mind, cause we're the jiggers with a baseline. Shaking it hot, just be the blaze, silent tide, the bomb, man. Bang, yo, swing it 24, pump mo until you fly, yo.
Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. But what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. A-F-U-E-R-A Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, ryanhoppyradio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, clocks at Juke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, that's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out, hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone life buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker silent time, but coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Good night, and God bless America.
Doors closing.